We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is why they pay Seth Meyers the big money. Sean Meyers, I mean. Our producer for the day. Folesy will be back on Monday. He was in a panic when I texted him and said Shelty didn't call. His response, Ron, was, oh no, let me text. And then he mentioned the Pirates PR guy. And then he texted back, did he call? Very conscientious of Folesy, right?
Very conscientious.
What a man he is. And yet not half the man of our next guest, Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You can read all his work at postgazette.com. Hence the Everybody Loves Raymond theme song. Ray, good to talk to you again. In case you didn't know, you're on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon, around every corner, creates real-life magic for guests. What of all the things Art Rooney said yesterday stood out to you? What was the story? If you were the editor or the headline maker, what was the biggest quote from Art Rooney?
You know, Joe, I guess it would have to be, because that's what everyone was talking about, was his thoughts on Matt Canada. And, I don't think it was anything earth-shattering what he said. You know, he basically said Matt Canada saved his job when the offense improved a little bit in the second half of the season, and that, Art wanted to see that continuity between Kenny Pickett and Matt go on for at least one more season. So, no major bold headlines, I don't think, out of that yesterday. The one thing I thought that caught my ear a little bit, I think it was kind of a throwaway thing, was, he said the coaching staff could still change. Now, I don't think anyone is going to get fired, but he indicated that some coaches were interviewing other places. We all know Brian Flores is on the interview trail, but based on his words, it seems like maybe others are out there interviewing as well. So, that's something to keep an eye on here in the coming weeks as well.
Ray, I listened to it again, and his comments about Canada didn't exactly like overwhelm me with confidence for Canada when he said, well, we don't want to start over again. It could be worse. You know, is that a way to reason to keep a guy saying, well, we know it could be worse if we made a change here? What about making a change and thinking it could be better?
Yeah, I mean, Ron, I certainly see where you're coming from. I think there are large swaths of this fan base that feel the same way that you do. I think it's difficult with a young quarterback to try to figure out which way is right. I mean, you can make a change, and maybe it wouldn't go over well with Kenny, or maybe Kenny would have a hard time digesting the offense. Perhaps what they've done here is they've taken the safest path, right? So there's continuity for at least one more season. And then if things do not improve, you're asking Kenny Pickett going into his third season, where presumably he should have a full grasp of an NFL offense to work with a new coordinator. So that's kind of the way I took it. But I certainly see, the drawbacks of this. I mean, if they don't get any better next year, if they're still averaging around 17, 18 points a year, they're going to have to make a change. And then you're going to have to break in a new coordinator. And then all those guys are a year older. You know, Najee would be getting closer to, a contract. And, the same with Freiermuth, too, who's only on a four-year deal. So, they better hope that that Matt Canada has the answers next year. If not, you know, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be in the market for a new coordinator. And, you know, that's something that apparently they didn't want to go through this year.
You know, Ray, I agree with what you're saying, but to me, it's hogwash that Kenny Pickett is known for his smarts, his work, you know, his ethic. You know, they said he was working out like less than a week after the season ended. Are you telling me that they're afraid he couldn't learn a new offense in the off season? I don't buy that. You know, his strength is his smarts, right?
Yeah, I mean, and let's be frank about this too. All NFL offenses, the passing concepts, everything. There's not, you know, every NFL offense. There's a lot of similarities. So, you know, I think the only thing that Kenny would be relearning would be new terminology. And, you know, we saw with Ben when there was a transition there that, you know, it took him a while to get that down. But I don't think it's anything that would, you know, take up an entire offseason. I think it's something you get down in May and June and July, and then, you know, you should hit the ground running. So I'm with you. But, you know, this was the case last season, Ron. When they brought in Frisman Jackson, when they brought in Pat Meyer, two guys that Matt was familiar with, we kind of saw that they were married to Matt Canada at that point. They brought in assistant coaches who he could work well with. You know, some other coaches he wasn't working well with departed. So, I guess maybe we should have saw this coming, you know, a year ago, the way it worked out.
Yeah, I'm with Ron, and I think with you from what you're saying, Ray. I mean, is the safe move the right move? As the great John Tortorella once said, safe is death here. I mean, come on. I look at, for example, Doug Peterson came in for Trevor Lawrence, and I think that turned out pretty well. Mike McDaniel was a first-year coach with the Dolphins this year and transformed Tua. I mean, when Tua was healthy, he was great for the most part. It's not that complicated. And what about reaching for something that's great instead of just safe? You know what I mean? I think Pickett would probably adjust.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 100% with you. That guy is a pro. He works. So yeah, I'm 100% with you there. You know, one takeaway I did have yesterday, guys, you know, from what Art said, I don't see the formula changing. You know, this team is still going to win with defense. He remarked how the running game had improved. And I just think, you know, whether you like it or not, they are going to try to win with that same formula next year. You know, play great defense, control the ball, limit possessions of the other team, and then do what you got to do to win on offense. Now, obviously, they got to be better than they were last year, you know, but I don't think the formula or the way they're going to structure their roster, I don't think that's going to change. I think basically what you're going to see next season is going to be the same, except obviously they want to improve and they want to score more points, which, you know, Art also made it a point of saying yesterday. You want to see more yak after the catch. You want to see, you know, some improvements. But obviously the number one thing is you've got to score more than 17 points a game.
Ray, I didn't see exactly what he said about Tomlin. I mean, clearly he was pleased with the season because they got better as the year went on. I believe he was asked about this is the time he normally would extend Tomlin. He kind of danced around that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and he's always done that, you know, typically in the summer right before training camp. But I think maybe the last time he did it in the spring, so – you know, I guess he's not married to a schedule on that, but it's not going to happen in January or February. You know, they're going to get through the offseason. You know, they're going to get through the draft, and then, I think they'll address that in due time. Does he have to extend them with 2 years left on his contract? No, he doesn't. But typically that's what he does with all of his coaches, not just Tomlin. He did it with Cowher as well, and I wouldn't be surprised at all, guys, if he did that again this spring or this summer before camp starts.
Man, that would be something. I mean, I realize they've done it before, but he's already signed through 2024. Aren't you waiting to see if one of the biggest moves of his tenure, which is Matt Canada, works out? if Pickett works out, if he can get back to the playoffs. People talk about they haven't had a playoff win. They've missed the playoffs 3 out of 5 years. Here's what he said, by the way. I don't know what he said to you guys, but of course, Pomp got a separate interview. Did you see that, Ron?
I did not.
Pomp got his own interview, and Art said, I don't like to speculate on our coach's contract, so we'll see. But he also said, I'm glad he's our coach. I just don't see any reason why you need to extend him this offseason, Ray. He signed for the next two.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, other than just you know, doing what you've done in the past, you are probably right. You know, I don't disagree with you. Well, one thing I will say, and I don't think Mike Tomlin is in this boat yet. He's only 50 or 51 years old. I think he turns 51 later this winter or this spring. But eventually he might come to a point like Kevin Colbert did, where Kevin was taking it year to year. And certainly head coaches are going to be on a different schedule than the GM. You know, Kevin did that, started doing that when he was, what, 61, 62, and then, you know, he finally decided to hang him up when he was closer to 65. You know, I don't think we're there yet with Tomlin, but there is probably going to come a time, maybe mid-50s, late-50s, where he is going to want to say, hey, let's hold off. I don't have to have a contract 3 or 4 years down the road. I just don't think we're there quite yet.
Ray, do you share his Art's optimism that there's something to build on there, and he was pleased how the season ended? I look at Cincinnati, and I just see them being with Burrow and that team light years ahead of the Steelers in their own division. I worry what's going to happen with Baltimore if they can figure out the Lamar situation. And Deshaun Watson is going to be better next year than he was these last few games this year.
And Art admitted that. He said it's going to be tough to unseat the Bengals, in so many words. You know, he didn't mention Baltimore or the Browns specifically, but I think both of those teams have, you know, adequate rosters where they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to be cellar dwellers each and every year like they, you know, they used to be with you know, with the Browns and previous iterations of the team. So, yeah, Ron, it's not just the division either. It's the AFC. A lot of young, good quarterbacks who are only going to get better. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, I happen to think, and, you know, I'm going to be at the Senior Bowl next week. I happen to think it's probably time to start addressing the defense and maybe start adding some younger players just to fortify that group and to make sure that group is strong going forward, because you don't want to be caught. With Joe Burrow in your division, with all these great quarterbacks in the AFC, you're always going to have to, you know, want a great defense, have a great defense to compete. So, you know, I was researching this earlier today for a story I'm working on. They have not taken a defender in the first or second round since 2019. All of their picks since then have been on offensive players. So you know, I know people are talking about an offensive tackle, offensive lineman in the first round, and that still could happen. But I think it's time that maybe they start, you know, addressing some of their defensive needs with those early picks. And I definitely think that could happen this year.
Ron, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
It's always a highlight every week for me, Joe.
Joey Porter Jr. will be the and this is basically a game of yes or no, really, Ray. Joey Porter Jr. will be the Steelers' first pick.
No, I think he'll go earlier.
Mitch Trubisky will be back as your backup quarterback.
I'll still say no.
I love that sigh there.
Cam Sutton will sign a new deal.
I think he will, yes.
Tremaine and Terrell Edmonds will be Steelers next year.
Nah.
Terrell will be.
They hope so, yes.
Ray's fudging on all these answers, Ron. He's cheating, actually. Yeah, there's
just
something. It's hard for Ray to bring himself to a one-word answer, I think.
I think so, too.
The Steelers will trade Deontay Johnson.
No.
Or silence. The sigh. And
silence was deafening there.
I mean, unless he absolutely forces one, they don't want to trade him. Let's put it that way.
the Steelers will bring in some sort of senior offensive consultant who could both help them and also be a ready-made replacement in case Canada bombs early next year.
They should, but I'm not sure they're going to.
The Steelers will make one relatively big free agent signing, the kind of money that James Daniels or even Steven Nelson got.
Yeah, I'll say okay, yeah.
Larry Ogunjobi will be back.
Yes.
And lastly, Ray, I don't want to spoil any one of your 11 mock drafts that are coming before the draft. But if you had to choose right now, the Steelers' first-round pick, the first pick, will be who? At least a position.
Okay. I'm going to say they go defense at 32 and 49. I'm going to say they get lucky at number 17, and they get Georgia offensive tackle Broderick Jones.
You like that, Ron?
Sure. Ray's multiple mock drafts are always bust reading. All 11 of them.
Well, you guys are in luck. After the Senior Bowl, the first one will drop. So I know you guys
can't wait.
Drop it on a Friday so we get it fresh, Ray. It is actually great stuff, and I know you'll do a great job at the Senior Bowl. You always do in the off season. Thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.